Test.
All right, everyone. We will continue on with our next speaker, Mr. David Balder, and this topic of active Samba Active Directory tools for Windows admins. Soren.
Thanks. So my talk is kind of has some similarities along the lines of what Douglas talked about. I totally agree. Most of our tools suck. when I was a newbie at this, I didn't get it at all. I wrote my own script for doing everything in Samba because I couldn't figure out how Samba worked. So, but that's not what this is about. So I'm going to be showing you some GUI tools actually that I've written that run in ncurses or in Qt GUI. That kind of mirror the some tools in Windows, and as the idea is to try to help avid Windows users to transition more easily to Samba. So to start off, if you want to get the source code, you can find it on GitHub under the YAST organization within the Samba team. So first, I'll introduce you to a little bit about SUSE and where YAST comes from. YAST is the backend that these tools are running on. It's a GPL backend. And then I'll talk about some of the prerequisites and things that I had to put together, I had to write and put together to make this work, including the YAST Python bindings, which needed to be completely rewritten for this stuff to work. So SUSE has been around since the very beginning of Linux. Here's a picture from a Linux Congress, and you can see it here, Dirk Mueller, Ralph Flax. I'm sorry, Ralph Flax is there in the picture. He's a engineer at SUSE even today. SUSE was founded in 1992 and had its first release called SLS. And in 1994, released the SUSE Linux 1.0. In 1996, YAST was first released, which is what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, and it was originally released closed source. You remember? In 2000, it was completely rewritten and GPL'd. In 2003, SUSE was acquired by Novell. OpenSUSE was launched in 2004. In 2011, Attachmate acquired us, and then MicroFocus in 2014. And then finally, just this year, we kind of became an independent company, making us the largest open source company now. Independent open source company. So, what is YAST? YAST stands for is an acronym for Yet Another Setup Tool, and it's the central system administration tool in SUSE Linux. It does, by the way, build on Fedora also, and there's some repos for that on our build service. I was just working with somebody on that. So if you're interested in running on a Fedora, it does work, and you can run these tools that I'll show you in a minute on Fedora. I don't know how well they work because I haven't tested them, but it's there. Yeah. Of course, YAST was first released in May of 1996. It can perform almost any system task, including installing and removing software, configuring the firewall, enabling and disabling system services, and Windows domain membership through Samba Winbind, of course. This is one that we work on our team. And by the way, this links to, parts of it links to Samba Tool now. Through Python bindings. And then, of course, Active Directory users and computers. This is the thing I'm going to be talking about, one of them. And ADSI Edit is another tool I've been working on, which is basically just a hierarchical view of LDAP. There are a lot more YAS modules you can install than what comes with the default. YAS modules will run in both the terminal and through in Cursus GUI or in the GUI, in Qt environment, which you saw back here. So that's the Qt GUI, and then you have it in the terminal, which is useful because then you can install this on your domain controller and you can SSH in and modify and work on your domain. It's good for servers with no GUI to access, and of course if the graphical environment fails. So there were some prerequisites that I needed in order to be able to create these modules. Of course, we needed the Samba Python bindings, and that was part of why I picked to use Python, was because Samba has existing Python bindings. We chose to use Python 3, so I needed to wait for the Python 3 bindings, which and Noel did a lot of work on, and I helped out with that a little bit, but he did most of that work. Another thing I relied heavily on was the Python LDAP library to do this work. Another prerequisite was to basically completely rewrite the YAS Python bindings. They'd been abandoned by the maintainer, and so they didn't work. They had tons of bugs, and there was no Python 3 support. So I completely rewrote those bindings. Here's a simple example, which you'll see. You can see in the top here. This is a simple module that you can create, and you just have to create a function declaration for a function, and then within it, a YAST script you can import using the YAST import module function. Now, I wrote both of these in Python, but you can actually write this code in Ruby or Ruby, Perl, or Python, which is kind of nice. And they can be intermixed, which is helpful for being able to write tools like this, because you can take various languages and kind of meld them together all into the same module. What's that? Sounds horrible. Yeah, it can be. So I won't bore you with all the details, but but here's a simple overview. The core of YAST is written in C++, and because I was writing mostly from scratch, I decided to generate the Python layer using Swig. And then I added a wrapper around the generated Swig code to make the module more developer-friendly with PyDocs and so forth. And there's my little GIF showing you me doing that. For more info, you can look at the YAST bindings on the GitHub YAST organization under YAST Python bindings, or you can email me. So now I'll give you a little overview of how some of these AT tools work. If you're familiar with the tools in Windows, it's basically the same thing. So this is a simple tutorial. if you know it already, then it shouldn't be any different. One thing I'd like to get from you guys is comments on what you do with ADUC or ADSI, or there's also a DNS manager that I'm working on. If there are specific features that you need, let me know. Send me an email or tell me here, and I'll get to work adding those things. So first I'll talk to you ADUC, about ADUC, Active Directory Users and Computers, which is the default tool on Windows in, what is it, 2012 and below. They've added some new thing now that they're using, but most admins still use it, ADUC. Then I'll talk about ADSI Edit and then some of the other extra stuff I'm working on. So Active Directory Users and Computers, Windows, it's been in Windows Server since 2000. Of course, it's a simple tool for administering objects in AD. On OpenSUSE, you can get it by just doing a zipper in YAS to ADUC. Pretty simple, straightforward. On Fedora, you can see the repo here, you can get to from here. It's somebody's personal project, but I'll get it moving along here soon so that people who want to use it in Fedora can use it. You can also clone the source code from the YAST organization on GitHub, but there's tons of dependencies, so I suggest you use the repos unless you really want to do it by yourself. So to load ADUC, you open the YAST Control Center, control panel, and go to Network Services, and it'll prompt you for credentials when you open it. And if you have a knated user, it will be listed in the dropdown. Otherwise, you can type a user, and you can use a UPN to choose the domain when you're logging in. To view and edit a user's properties, you can navigate to the user's container on the left, and then highlight the user on the right. You click to enter the properties window in the NCurses GUI, or you can right-click and select properties in the Qt GUI. One interesting addition that I added is this Unix attributes view. Since obviously when you're administering a domain with Unix users, you're going to want to have your POSIX RFC 2307 attributes easily available. So I added that, which you can edit on a Windows domain, but you have to, or in Active Directory, users, computers on Windows, but you have to go into the advanced view, and it's a big long line of attributes to edit. To create a user, the same as on Windows, you highlight the container, then click Action, New, and then User. It's very similar to the New Object Wizard in Windows, except, of course, you'll be prompted for Unix attributes, and it selects reasonable defaults for you for the Unix attributes. At some point, I'd like to add an ability to have like a template of user attributes. I think right now I'm pulling this from your smb.conf if you have the like the home directory set. To create a group, you do basically the same thing, action, new, and then group. It's similar to the new group window on Windows ADUC, except that you have to provide a GID when you're creating a group. And it suggests a default. To add users to your group, you open the group's properties, then go to the Members tab, you click Add. Then a search dialog is displayed where you can select and add users or groups to a group. Or you can create a computer object from that same menu. There's no special attributes you need for that. To search for objects in a container, you select Action and then Find. A search dialog will open, and you can search by name or description there. And you can open the objects from the search results. You can change domains after opening ADUC by selecting File and then Change Domain. And next I'll show you the ADSI edit tool. And again, if you're familiar with the one in Windows, it should be pretty much the same thing. That's what I'm going for, is make it familiar. You can install the package using Zipper on OpenSUSE, or again, there's the location of the Fedora repo. You can clone it and clone the source code if you choose to from the YAST organization. You load the ADSI edit same way as ADEC from the YAST console. You select network services and then ADSI edit. It uses a hierarchical tree view, same as the one on Windows. It gives you the ability to delete, rename, or otherwise modify objects in LDAP. And in YAST ADSI, you can switch between domains, servers, and naming contexts from the context settings window. If you click action, then connect to choose the connection details. If you click the select or type a distinguished name or naming contacts button, you'll need to type the DN of the object that will be the connection point. If you click the select a well-known naming contacts button, you'll select the directory partition that will be the connection point from the list of partitions in the selection menu. You can also choose between connecting to either the logged on server or a server that you specify. There are four well-known naming contexts. The default naming context is typically the top of your LDAP tree, or is defined in the root DSE. This view is similar to what you saw in ADUC, of course. Here's the default naming context. The root DSE naming context is a special object which has no distinguished name, so it just opens that view. Yeah. It's connecting to a remote server. And there's the configuration naming context and the schema naming context, which of course you don't want to modify unless you really know what you're doing. And of course you don't want to use ADSI edit at all unless you really know what you're doing. Here's a properties view of a user object. That's the low-level view that lets you modify attributes that are typically hidden by ADUC. I'm just pulling the schema list from over LDAP and then parsing that out and determining the list of attributes that way. Yeah, exactly. And there's a similar view of a group. And to create an object, you highlight a container and select action and new object. You'll be presented with a list of object types, also parsed from the schema. You pick an object and a type, and you'll be prompted to enter a CN for the object. You can then modify other attributes later from the properties dialog. Next, I want to show you something that Samuel actually wrote, but I'm throwing it in here because it's pretty cool, and I wanted to show it off. So Samuel made this provisioning module, which also runs off of YAST, same sort of stuff. And of course, same thing. You can get it from installing it through Zipper or downloading the source, etc. Now, to provision in ADDC. You open up the YAS console, network services, then provisioning, and you select the type of deployment, the functional level, the capabilities, and finally choose the host name, NetBIOS name, and DNS backend, etc. Samuel added some new stuff to this since I created this, but anyway, it's been meant to mimic the one on Windows, so you it's familiar to Windows admins. And then I have some future plans. I'm actually in the middle of working on a YAS DNS manager for Samba's internal DNS. There was a web interface. I don't see Jim in here, but maybe he knows. But I can't remember if that's still supported. But it used to be available as a web interface. I think it might have been dropped, though. Thanks. Yeah. An answer? Yeah. Honestly, most of the work was writing the in-between layer so that I could use the, like, Samba tool, Python code, the Python bindings in Samba. Oh, he wants the mic?
So what I was saying earlier, this is a really impressive tool. We don't use a tools are not an area as described that we have excelled at, and I'm really impressed with what you've managed to put together here. I was asking about what interfaces and things that's available on, because it's there's certainly, as we've seen with some of our colleagues just behind us, there's demand for web interfaces as well. People ask us about that kind of stuff. So I wonder if this was a way in for that.
But I can look into it for you.
Yeah. I'm also interested in, you're probably the first major consumer of our Python bindings.
Probably.
So one of the things we'll need to be careful with is to make sure that we don't bust you. And so we should try and do some, think about how we make sure that it keeps running on master, integrating it into our test suite with some of the new stuff we've got with GitLab and things like that, so that we know that do you have any kind of self-test? I know testing of GUI kind of things is hard, but do you have something that would, because Python's not like we can see whether it compiles or not if we drop a variable.
So I can test this GUI.
Yeah.
There's OpenSUSE has a testing framework called, it slips my mind. Samuel, do you remember what it's called? OpenQA. That's what it is. So OpenSUSE has what's called OpenQA, which is like point and click testing that when you select things, you get the right output. It would be a little tricky doing this because we have to have a spun up DC, but we could do that with Samba's test suite.
Mm.
So I could spin up a DC to test with and then run the GUI and do the point and click testing with OpenQA. That's definitely something we need to do. We haven't done it yet.
Okay. Because, we need to, if we've now got external consumers of those bindings, we're going to have to be more disciplined about not breaking things, and we really don't want to break something like this because, it's an immense effort you've put into building it. And I'd really hate to see it disappear into, just breaking for stupid reasons where it didn't need to.
That's a good point. So other things on my backlog. Basically, I want it to be feature complete to duplicate what is being done in Windows, so we can. And so there's some things that I'm looking at doing soon, like a query dialog in ADSI, which Microsoft provides in their dialog. So we need to. I need to add something like that. So here's my DNS manager. There's barely anything in here yet, but as you can see, it. It looks like the one on Windows and does basically the same thing, except that it doesn't work yet. So The other thing I wanted to talk about is some kind of Samba tool API. Maybe I'll just leave it as it is, but right now what I'm doing in some places is that I import from Samba tool, and then I create a command instance, and then push options to it. It's ugly.
So this is for where we've not done the appropriate abstraction between tool and library, and so the actual tool logic is in Samba tool rather than in import.
And
in
maybe that's all that needs to be done is we need to abstract some of the logic from Samba tool.
I think that's the correct approach. Actual program logic occurs in Samba tool, it's because people have been lazy. Yeah. Or basically lazy.
Yeah. So, for example, the join command, there's a bunch of logic in there.
I
mean, not a lot, but enough.
Enough to be a problem. Okay.
Enough to be a problem, yeah.
Oh, bugger.
Another thing is the output. It's just dumped. and I need to receive that output.
Dumped is being polite about it.
So the output just gets dumped out, and I've tried some tricky things like I can change the outf object pointer so that it ends up being pointed to, and some of this stuff it happens in the testing.
Right. So if we did the --- JSON, and we made that an API that we sort of semi-promised,
work. So a JSON output would be way better.
But if we made a proper library, then that would be better still.
And then the setting the output. A variable, I can grab the output and then try to parse it. I also did something crazy. I was telling Douglas about this earlier, where one of the functions, I think it's one of the DNS functions, calls a print pretty function, and on an object that I want. And so rather than trying to parse the output, I just grab the, or I overrode the print pretty function, and I can grab that object. So I'm doing some ugly stuff right now, and I'd like to not have that. So what we really need to do is fix up the logic in there.
So how do you actually log in to this sort of GUI?
It's it's complicated.
What you want is that it wants to be based on the machine's credentials or something like that, right?
Yeah. So I showed that a minute ago. It went by pretty quick, so you probably didn't see it. So the credentials GUI, I'm trying to mimic a Windows credential GUI where if you're already knedded as a user, it's an option that just pops up, and you can just highlight it and click on it. Or also, you can type in the username and password, and then it defaults to like the join domain, or you can specify the DN, a full DN as the username, and then it tries to join to that or connect to that domain. That's not quite how Aduck in Windows does it, and so I'm trying to fix that because it was kind of a something I did not correctly when I did the Aduck one. In ADSI, I've been more careful at doing it the way Windows does, where you have the connection dialogue and you select the server you're connecting to and so on, and then it prompts for the creds for that particular server.
Yeah, having seen you pull apart Samba tool to make this work, I totally revoke and promise not to break you.
He's got a question over here. Do you want to pass him the microphone really quick? So,
like we talked before about the syntax of Samba tools and all the quirks and difficulties of Samba tools instantiation and parsing of results. Why are you not directly connecting to SAMDB and with the SAMDB Python object?
Instead of using the Python LDB?
Yeah, Python LDB, and because you are talking about Samba tool, do you use really Samba tool command line, or do you go direct Python LDB and Python SAMDB?
I'm calling Python code directly.
Okay.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm using Python LDB is just because it was the easiest way to do it up front. I think I would rather call into Samba tool, and I'm going to fix that. Once I figure out some of the fix up some of the cruft, we can do that. There's a question back here. We've got.
I think I have some questions from the practical side.
Okay.
Can I install it on my local machine and connect to any domain controller in my domain?
That is the idea.
Or is it just to run on the domain controller itself?
You should be able to do it from any machine.
I can install it on my desktop and then connect to any of the DCs.
Yeah, that's the idea. There are bugs, but that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
And in most cases, it works, I believe.
Next question. Can I do it with any Samba implementation or just with the one from SUSE? Can I also use the Xernet packages and connect to the...
Yeah, you can use any package, yeah. It's not SUSE specific. These tools were meant to just...
Oh, because...
But yeah, I've been testing it against Windows 2003 mostly and some 2012. Okay. And then I've also been using it against Samba 80DC. So, I mean, I do not have full test coverage by any means, but the more people using it, the merrier. You guys are basically the first group who are seeing this. And if you guys can try it out and tell me what doesn't work, I can fix it.
And what about the site management and all this stuff you have in the remote server administration tools?
Send me an email.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Well, let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, yeah. Report bugs there. So on the OpenSUSE Bugzilla is where you could also, report it there. Then I'll see it sooner. You already asked questions. Well, thank you.